Welcome to podcast number 12 from ministryofchildren.com. My name is Tony Coomer, and today I'm talking with Jamie Statema, who is one of the Go Fish guys who, as you guys know, have been putting out great Christian music for kids and have recently just started up their VBS curriculum. So, Jamie, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. I just found out about the Go Fish guys last year, so I'm kind of a new fan for the Go Fish guys. So maybe you can catch me up. Tell me the story of how the band got started and where it got to today.
Sounds good. Yeah, we've been around for about 15 years now. We've always been called Go Fish. Our goal has always been to be fishers of men with our music. We've always looked at our music as just simply a tool to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we started out, we were just doing, normal, Christian contemporary music. If you would have told us 15 years ago that we would one day be making music for kids and publishing Vacation Bible School curriculums, we would have said you were nuts. That was nowhere on our radar screen. When we started out, we were just kind of going along the typical path as a lot of artists. We were signed to a record label down in Nashville, just getting our singles on the radio. We toured the country for several years with a lot of the top Christian artists and just getting our name out there. And it was going great. We were full-time with it for about 6 years. We were doing what we wanted to do. But one thing that we got frustrated with was just the fact that, we were called fishers of men, but our nets were not very full. I think we took more of a subtle approach to sharing the gospel. We kind of subscribed to that, impress them with our music, and then maybe that will give us an opportunity to share the gospel. And it wasn't very effective, obviously, looking back. But it's just kind of what everyone else was doing in the Christian music world, and so we just kind of fell in line with that. And it was about 6 years ago now. One thing we noticed from the very beginning of Go Fish, even though it wasn't intentional, was that entire families were coming to our concerts. Everyone from little kids all the way to grandparents seemed to really be drawn to our shows and to our music. And I don't know if it was the harmonies or the style of music or what it was, but whatever it was, our music just really seemed to cross a lot of those typical age barriers. The one thing we always heard was, you guys are the one CD that our whole family can agree on. And so we saw this over and over everywhere we went across the country. And we thought, it would be really fun to just take a break from trying to impress radio and just do a really fun CD for families with young kids, that portion of our audience. And so we approached our record label with the idea. They thought it was pretty much the dumbest thing we could ever do for our careers, just being in the same category as Barney and the Wiggles, not cool. And so they said, here, if you want to do a kid's CD, that's fine. We'll let you out of your record deal, and you can do it on your own. And so that's what we did. In 2003, we came out with our very first kid's CD called Splash. And honestly, we just thought it would be really fun to do this one kid CD, and then we would get back to our, our real music. And when Splash came out, we were thoroughly unprepared for the reaction that it got. It just became apparent to us immediately that there was a huge need for music that parents and kids could actually agree on. No other band really seemed willing to fill that niche, we just thought it was great. We loved what we were doing, and I'll never forget the first weekend we did some kids' concerts, and they were all sold out, and it was just amazing to see grandparents and parents and kids just all having a ball. And I remember going to the dressing room, all three of us kind of looking at each other going, I think this is what we're supposed to do. I guess we're a kids' group now. And so it was a real kind of a strange transition, one that we never would have intentionally planned. But, we're just convinced more than ever that there's a war going on in our culture and in our country for the hearts and souls of our kids, and we have got to reach them with the Bible and the gospel while they're young. And so not only did we make the change about 6 years ago to making great music for kids that won't drive their parents bonkers, but we also got rid of the subtle approach, and we decided we were going to be bold when it came to sharing the gospel. And I think those two things combined have really changed our lives and revolutionized our ministry. And we feel like for the first time, our nets are full, and Vacation Bible School has been a huge part of that. And just like making the switch to doing kids music, we would have never dreamed we'd be making Vacation Bible School curriculums. But again, it's one of those things that where God has really opened our eyes to a need, and we feel like we're in a unique place to offer a unique solution to churches looking to really put the Bible back into Vacation Bible School. And so really that's kind of our history in a nutshell. There's three of us, myself and then Jason and Andy, and we are just more passionate than ever about sharing the gospel with kids of all ages, 0 to 100. So that's what we do.
During all this process, you guys each became fathers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And how has that impacted your ministry to know not just you're reaching others with your music, but you're reaching your own children with your music?
It helps. I mean, our ministry is just as much for the parents as it is for their kids. And I think that's one of the things that makes us unique. And, you know, from a real kind of trivial standpoint, I know as a dad, when I'm driving around my three boys in the minivan, I couldn't stand the kids' music that was out there. I thought it was terrible. I'm like, I cannot listen to this. And, you know, the light bulb moment for me came when my, you know, 4-year-old and 2-year-old, all they wanted to hear was Toby Mac. And I'm like, gladly. And so we'd be listening to Toby Mac, and I just thought, you know, Toby Mac would never say that his music is kids' music, but in my house, this is kids' music. And it really, it was kind of a light bulb moment for me to go, you know, you don't have to dumb down your music just because it's for kids. You know, so I think musically we have our own little built-in audience in our homes with our kids. But I think, you know, on a more important eternal matter, you know, being parents, we realize what a huge responsibility and what a huge humbling honor it is for us to play a part in the lives of these kids. And these parents are placing a huge amount of trust in us to let us into their homes. And so it's something we don't take lightly. You know, and as dads, you know, we would never want to expose other parents' kids to anything we wouldn't expose our own kids to. So it's, you know, it's with the fear of God and humble hearts that we just want to be faithful to teach these kids the truth.
Well, let's get back to the Vacation Bible School. Last year, you guys sent me a review copy here, and I reviewed it here on the website. But then I liked it so much that I chose it to do in our own church for VBS. And the two things that really stand out to me with the first Go Fish Backstage with the Bible, one, the music was all music that I think from top to bottom, every song in the VBS was very strong. And it was stuff that I knew the kids were going to love because other kids had been buying this CD and other families had been buying these CDs anyway. So I said, hey, this music is tested. It's great. We're going to do it. And the other thing was just the intentionality of the way each lesson kind of built together so that at the end of the week, it was just very gospel focused. I could say, you know, I could look back as a VBS director and say, big picture, if a kid comes to this VBS, they're going to know God's plan for their life and they're going to know what it means to have a relationship with Christ. So I love those two things about that. Now, how have churches responded so far to your VBS product?
It has been amazing. I mean, email after email, no middle ground. Churches are like, I've done VBS for 30 years. This is the greatest week we have ever had as a church. And it doesn't surprise me, and it's not because of the Go Fish guys. It's not because of our music. It's not because of our clever ideas. It's because it's very hands-on with the Bible, and the whole week is just the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Kids are looking up verses. They're reading Scripture. They're hearing Scripture. And when God's Word is used, it does not return void. And so it doesn't surprise me that it's going great. I can say that because it's not because of us. It's because God's Word is truly at the center of our Vacation Bible School. And that's really something we, like you say, we were intentional about.
Early on in the marketing of this stuff, I saw there was one of the phrases you guys would use was, we're putting the Bible back into Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And kind of I was kind of discerning a little bit behind that. Maybe there's some concerns you guys have with some of the other publishers out there. And without being too critical, because I know a lot of good people are working for these different companies and they're all kind of dealing with their own challenges. But what is it about kind of children's ministry in general and maybe Vacation Bible School curriculum are you guys concerned about in statements like that?
Well, again, we didn't decide one day, you know, this could be a great money maker for us. Let's start Vacation Bible School Publishing. We never intended to do this at all. But the only reason we did is because children's pastor after children's pastor kept coming up to us saying, we need a Vacation Bible School curriculum that not only has better music and videos, but we want curriculum where the teaching isn't watered down, where it has more meat to it. And our initial reaction to that was, well, we don't do that. But, I mean, it was just like, as we traveled across the country doing our concerts, it was just almost comical how we kept getting the same questions with the exact same complaints about what was out there. So eventually we started looking into a lot of these bigger publishers and some of their programs. And the clincher for me was, I visited a couple of different Vacation Bible Schools at real Bible-believing churches using some of these major publishers. And what I was stunned to see was, well, it's what I didn't see that bothered me, is I looked around and I couldn't find a Bible anywhere at Vacation Bible School. And that was when we were like, you know what, that's it. We're in a unique position where we can do this. And you're right, there are some curriculum publishers out there who are right on the money, very Bible-based. But there's also a lot where I think some of these publishers have really compromised, probably, you know, by well-meaning people, but in the name of, you know, reaching more people and selling more units, they've made compromises. And I've seen firsthand how easy that can be, because after our first curriculum came out, you know, we were getting emails saying, well, if you would just change this, or do you have, you know, a Catholic version with these changes and this version with these changes? And I'm like, wow, that would be really easy to compromise here and there. And before you know it, you know, you've watered down this great pearl of the gospel to the lowest common denominator so that no one will be offended. Well, the bottom line is the gospel is going to offend people. And the thing that really bothered us is, you know, we have all these kids, a lot of them unchurched, coming through the doors of our church for 4 or 5 days for something explicitly called Vacation Bible School. Why would we not seize that opportunity and actually teach the Bible? A lot of these curriculums, it's just the Bible is mentioned, it's talked about, it's paid lip service, but kids aren't seeing Bibles. They're not looking up verses in the Bible. They're not hearing scripture for themselves. And quite honestly, if you want to do a successful Vacation Bible School, you don't need anything from GoFish or any other publisher. I believe that scripture is completely sufficient in all matters. And when it comes to sharing the gospel, scripture is all you really need. And so our goal was to really provide some of the tools that are really difficult for churches to provide: the music, the videos, you know, the skits, you know, all the stuff that's expensive to produce and difficult. And then really provide Bible teaching that's not watered down. And it's, you know, it's pretty hardcore, but it's still fun. And the results have, you know, spoken for themselves. And we have churches coming back to us saying, you know what, we didn't think this would work, but we couldn't believe how excited kids were to actually learn how to look up a verse in the Bible. And we couldn't believe, we're ashamed to admit, how many of our kids have been in our children's program for 8, 9 years. And this was the first time they ever learned how to even look up a verse, because we always use PowerPoint or whatever. And, you know, parents saying, our kids came home and they were still looking up verses in their room that afternoon after Vacation Bible School. And to me, that's what Vacation Bible School is all about. It's not about these random themes. It's not about, you know, just, you know, the goofiness and all that stuff. It's about learning the Bible. And, you know, when it comes to entertaining kids, listen, we've sold over 1 million albums. When you come to our concerts, we're blowing stuff up. We know how to put on a show. We know the value of drawing a crowd. We know how to do that stuff. But when it comes to Vacation Bible School, it has got to be about more than that. It's got to be, the focus has got to be on the Bible. It's got to be on the gospel, because quite honestly, our kids are being entertained all year long, 24/7, and quite honestly, Disney World or Nickelodeon or any of those places can entertain our kids far better than your church can. You can try all you want. You're never going to compete with that. But we can give kids something the world cannot. And so that's really why we do it. That's why we say we're putting the Bible back into Vacation Bible School. Because for us, it's not about growing this big publishing empire. It's, you know, we don't make our living from VBS. We make our living selling CDs, doing concerts. This is pure ministry for the Go Fish guys because we feel like we can change things in one generation, but we have got to get back to the basics.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your live concerts. And you guys, I would imagine the makeup of those concerts and even your strategy for where you're going to do those concerts might have changed a little bit since the Bible School took off.
Yeah, and again, when we released this first curriculum, quite honestly, we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, we had never done anything like this. We're not completely engulfed in the, you know, VBS world. We were just three dads trying to do a curriculum that made sense to us, how we would do it if we were running things. And so, yeah, it looks a lot different. The starter kits are smaller. There's not a lot of, you know, toys and trinkets, because to us that stuff just gets annoying. But yeah, our concerts, again, we never dreamed our Vacation Bible School would explode like it had, like it has. And again, it's become very apparent to us that there is a huge need. Churches were hungry for a curriculum like this. And so as a result, yeah, our concerts have been great. I mean, we've been so busy. And we're amazed when we go to these brand new markets for a show and they are just packed with parents and kids, and all these kids have their little backstage passes that they got at Vacation Bible School. And so it's really increased the attendance of our live shows a great deal. And we've really had to take a look at how many shows we even do, because now all of a sudden we're looking back at Vacation Bible School going, you know, more kids were exposed to our message and our music in 3 months of Vacation Bible School than probably all the concerts we did in the last 5 years combined. So what do you do with that? We're like, I guess we'll do another one. But that takes time. We're very hands-on with this curriculum. It's not like we farm it out to a bunch of other people or another publishing house. We do it all ourselves. And so, yeah, it's changed how we do concerts, how many concerts we do. One really neat thing we're trying this summer is we're taking a lot of the proceeds and profits from Vacation Bible School, and we're going into markets and putting on free evangelistic concerts. And so we have two scheduled already that we're working on, where we're just basically renting out arenas. And we're going to put on a big old show, and all these churches that do our VBSs and all these churches in the area can just bring their communities, their neighbors for free for a huge Go Fish concert with a real evangelistic message. And it'll be really exciting to see what happens. But again, none of that would be possible without all these churches partnering with us to do Vacation Bible School.
That's really exciting, and I think I'm going to be watching your website, gofishguys.com, and when those come up, I'm going to see if they're close enough for our church, because I think that's something we could definitely load up a busload of kids and come to. Now, you guys are on a two-year development cycle, it seems like, because the first one, Backstage with the Bible, came out would be the summer of 2009. Now, summer of 2011, you're going to have Kicking It Old School. So maybe tell me a little bit about your development cycle and how you guys are you going to come up with a new one every 2 years? Are the old ones going to still be available? Tell me some of that.
Yeah, well, one thing I was sort of surprised to find out was that most major publishers, you know, they come out with a VBS curriculum. You know, and a year or two later, they pretty much discontinue that whole curriculum and all the associated products that go with it. And they're on to the next one, which was hard for me to fathom doing. We put so much into this, and especially the music. You know, as musicians, first and foremost, as how we got started, that's what we do for a living. You know, you put a lot into this music, and I think for most curriculums, like, the music is just simply an add-on. Well, for us, it starts with the music, because we release these VBS CDs as standalone projects. And so, for instance, all the music for the new curriculum, Kicking It Old School, we also have a CD called Kicking It Old School, and we have, you know, singles from that already being played on Christian radio across the country. And so, which is already unique, to have a VBS CD that's actually on Christian radio stations everywhere. So we put a lot, you know, into the music. And so, our curriculums are going to stay around for a while. When Backstage with the Bible came out for the summer of 2009, we had about 350 churches do it that first summer. Well, the following summer, by the end of that summer, we had over 1,000 churches do Backstage with the Bible. And so I think we're going to have almost just as many churches do Backstage with the Bible again the third summer as we'll do our new one, Kicking It Old School. And so what we're going to, the tentative plan for now is to continue to come out with a new Vacation Bible School curriculum every 2 years. And, you know, once we have our 5 or 6 curriculums finished, we feel, you know, we can basically revise those, but you're going to have new kids every 5 or 6 years coming through your children's ministries program. So I keep buying new curriculums. If we can come up with a program that really covers a lot of those theological basics that we want to teach kids, we'll revise and update. But hopefully we won't have to just keep cranking out these curriculums. We can move on to other things, because we'll have that core, you know, 5 or 6 VBS programs that churches can continue to use in the coming years, and hopefully the music and the lessons will be timeless.
Now, a few minutes ago, you said that when you guys went into this, you were kind of new to the world of publishing and VBS and all this, and, you know, more of a music background. What have you learned so far, just from feedback from churches and from just doing this for Backstage with the Bible? What have you learned that's going to improve your product, improve your VBS down the road?
I think the biggest thing that we're adding this year is a new website that we're launching in a couple weeks here, that you can access through our main GoFishGuys.com site, but it'll be VBS specific, and it'll have a forum on there for the different curriculums where the children's pastors and VBS directors can share ideas, post pictures of decorations and all that. I think that'll be key, because what we found, you know, children's pastors know what they're doing when it comes to VBS way more than we do. We just provide them with some great tools to come alongside and support them, but they're really the ones that make it their own, and they've come out with amazing ideas, and we've taken lots of pictures from different churches, and I've been amazed to see what these children's pastors and VBS directors do with our simple curriculum if we can just get out of their way and let them go for it. And so that's one big thing we're adding this year, is to really make it easier for children's pastors and VBS directors to share ideas. But quite honestly, we have intentionally tried to not pay too much attention to how other publishers do things. You know, our curriculums are now available in retail stores and all of that. And there's just sort of we're basically trying to change the rules when it comes to Vacation Bible School. And so we don't really look to what the other publishers are doing and try to follow their lead. We're trying to lead in a different direction, to get away from, you know, making churches buy all this extra stuff. And that's one other thing that makes us unique is, you know, when you buy our starter kit, you get a CD-ROM and access to a website where you can get thank you cards, letterhead, PowerPoint slides, you know, door hangers, poster decorations, outdoor banners. All that stuff is free. You just bring it to any printer of your choice and print it out, and we give you all the tools. But, you know, over and over, one of the things we heard so often this last year from churches that did our curriculum, and while they're waiting for the new one, they went to another publisher again, and they're like, we didn't realize how much money we saved going with you guys. And so, you know, that's one thing that we've learned, is we just want to make it affordable for churches. Because, again, we reject the notion that kids need a lot of hype in order for the gospel to be effective. We think it's pretty arrogant to think that we could do anything to improve upon what's so perfectly laid out for us in Scripture. And I think sometimes VBS has been made into this big monster that it doesn't need to be. I mean, kids are kids. They love snacks. They love playing games. Let's teach them the Bible while they're there. And it's not rocket science, and sometimes I think we make it a little more difficult than it needs to be.
Well, now let's talk a little bit about the musical style. Now, when we did the Backstage with the Bible here at our church, I was a little nervous going in because some of the musical styles were a little heavier, sounded more like contemporary pop music on some songs, and some songs sounded this way. And I was a little nervous about how the older people in our congregation would handle it. I was pretty confident the kids would love it, but there were some songs that sounded, you know, stylistically, I thought, oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this one, or, you know. But then when our older people listened to the music along with us, because they're all volunteers in the VBS, and they just came up to me one after the other. They sang how much they loved it, and they wanted the CD because they loved that we finally had some music with harmonies in it. And they,
yeah,
to them, all the musical stuff was indifferent because these guys were singing harmonies, you know. So I was a little surprised at how well it was received by the older age group too. But the new CD, the music style seems a little heavier, at least on a few of the tracks I've listened to. Have you had any pushback from churches or from, you know, parents or church leaders about the musical style?
No, not at all. And the biggest reason is all the songs on the new record, except for one, are classic hymns. And so it's pretty hard to go wrong with, you know, Blessed Assurance and This Is My Father's World and Old Rugged Cross and songs like that. If anything, you know, the older generation is thrilled that we're introducing, you know, these core songs of the church to a whole new generation. And I just, I chuckled to see my kids in the back of the minivan just rocking out. To them, they're new songs, but, you know, they're hundreds of years old, a lot of these classic hymns. And so, yeah, we have a lot of different musical styles on the new CD. You know, we have some a cappella stuff on there. A lot of it, we do have a band and a lot of different, you know, things. But again, musical styles, you know, those aren't, you can never please everybody, but we've had zero complaints on the new CD. People are loving it. And again, I think the key is what makes the new album, why I'm so excited about it, is because almost all the songs are classic hymns of the church, and the theology in those songs is just so rock solid. And it really made it easy to use those great hymns of faith as a springboard for the Bible lessons in the New Vacation Bible School. And really the new curriculum, I mean, I'm thrilled with what it teaches. It really talks about the fact that God does not change through the years, and that's why we kick it old school.
Yeah, and I just going into this, you know, I was so impressed with the music and all the fun from the first one. I thought, you know, that's great, but how are they ever going to be able to top that? You know, that's what I always think. Man, that's such a great creative effort. How are they going to be able to top that? And then I get, what is it? You put the teaser up on your blog at first, and I saw the video clip on your blog, and I'm like, oh, how smart. They're taking these classic, just priceless Christian treasures, these old hymns, and they're taking them, reworking them, and now these hymns are going to be, my kids are going to be singing the gospel through these classic hymns, you know. So, great.
And again, you know, C.S. Lewis called it, you know, chronological snobbery. You know, the present generation always looks back and goes, oh, we know so much better now than they knew then. And it's almost comical how every generation says that. And everyone's looking for the next big thing. And I think that translates perfectly into the world of Vacation Bible School publishing. Everyone wants to be the cutting edge and, you know, the newest, the latest and greatest. And what we're teaching in this curriculum is, hey, God doesn't change. God's word doesn't change. The gospel doesn't change and can never be improved upon. And that's why we kick it old school, and you need to kick it old school too, because God's holiness and his views of sin have never changed and they never will change. And so that's what's really exciting, is we're taking, you know, old songs, old hymns, scripture, all this old school stuff, and kids are just loving it so far. And what we're trying to prove is that those things still work today. And I think Vacation Bible School is the same way. Like I said, snack, craft, games, singing, Bible lesson, that's what VBS has been about from the very beginning. As long as we're faithful to teach the gospel and the Bible, kids are going to love it and it's going to be effective. And I think a lot of volunteers and churches, they're getting burnt out because they feel like they always have to outdo the year before. And, you know, when volunteers see really being effective when it comes to kids really grasping the gospel message, they tend to get burnt out and frustrated, and I don't blame them. And so when you're proclaiming the truth, when you're reading right from God's word, there's this true sense of obedience, and you feel like you're doing what God wants you to do. And that's how we felt as a group, since we've been bold with the gospel and more faithful to be in the word. And churches are feeling that too, and you know when you're on the right track, or when you're just spinning your wheels, putting on a little, you know, fun-filled week. You know when it's being effective and when God is there and using and blessing your efforts. And so that's what we're praying for all these churches, that kids would be impacted. Because at the end of the day, people are going to forget about Go Fish. They're going to forget about our little curricula. They're going to forget about our music. But the gospel and God's word will remain forever. And the fruits of these volunteers working and being faithful to present the gospel can last into eternity. And that's ultimately what it's all about.
And that's such a great way to end this, because VBS, you know, I don't want to invest my life in the kind of ministry that is just putting on a Christian-themed daycare or a Christian-themed summer day camp. You know, that doesn't motivate me, and it doesn't motivate our people who take their vacation from work to come serve in VBS. We want to do something that's going to be strategic for these children and their children after them, that we can impact a generation with the gospel of Christ. So, Jamie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today, and I'm excited about kicking it old school. I've got the review pack here on my desk. I'm going to be working on that, and then I'll probably post that here. Jamie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you, Tony.